Now is the time for investing discipline. In July of 2018, we asked, is this the calm before the storm? In October, we asked, are we in a tech bubble? As it turns out, the answer to both questions was yes. But we didn't ask these questions because we knew with certainty that the stock market would fall. Instead, we asked these questions to create a sense of caution among investors who wanted to overweight their equity exposure and load up on technology stocks. Looking back over the last 2 years shows us that investing discipline can offer an immediate measurable reward. Staying diversified, taking profits when the stock market runs up, investing back into the stock market after prices fall are three of the keys to success. In 2017, the MSCI Global Equity Index was up 23.95%. In 2018, it was down 10.08%. Sell high, buy low, anyone? But this really is a lesson for the ages. Good students of history can take advantage of the past. Some investors learn things the hard way. I've often told the story of a longtime client who tried to contact me in early 2009 to liquidate a stock portfolio because the Dow Jones Industrial Average had fallen below 7,000. At that point in time, the U.S. economy had lost 4.4 million jobs from a deepening recession. Investors were in shock from the decline in the stock market that had started after the Dow peaked at 14,198 on October 11, 2007, just 17 months earlier. I had met with this client a few months before he called me so that we could review his investing strategy. It was during this meeting that he revealed his plan to sell out if the Dow fell below his target price. That index had just fallen below 9,000, and I pleaded him to let me help him document a comprehensive investing strategy. I even offered to help him sell out then rather than have him wait for possible double-digit declines. But he was not a humble man, and he had been very successful in his career before he retired. And he struggled to accept advice. He had taken on way more risk than he needed to when the markets were going up, and he had resisted right-sizing his risk target while he had the chance to do so easily. He didn't want to pay the government any taxes on his sizable capital gains. I was meeting with a different client in my office when the Dow fell below 7,000, but I saw the caller ID light up with this client's name. He didn't leave a message, so I knew he had hung up and called into our 800 number to sell out at the lowest prices in over a decade. By mid-2010, the Dow had soared past 10,000. By mid-2011, it was over 12,000. This client slowly invested back into the market, but he missed his big opportunity. He wasn't the only one to sell at a low price. We're all human beings who make mistakes, and many of us proved that in 2009. Stock market trading volume soared in early 2009. On March 9th, 2009, with the Dow well below 7,000, over 43 million shares were traded across 13 exchanges, according to the CBOE. Notional trading volume was over $215 billion on that day. We must remind ourselves how stock trading works. It's simple, really. Someone buys and someone sells. Did you buy? Did you sell? What will you do the next time we get some volatility that causes you to question your investing discipline? Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at BIP Wealth. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming annual market report dinners, lunches, or on the webcast.